OCS.
Hi, this is OCS?
Yes, it is.
And can you tell me what your OCS stands for exactly?
My company name is called Ontario Crank Service, right?
Okay, my name is Jenny Marsh, and I'm with the Ontario Council of Shooters, which is the OCS.
Yeah, OCS is our acronym for Oakville Christian School, but there's also, you know, a really a Christian school as well.
Ontario Crane Service.
The Ontario Construction Secretariat, also known as the OCS.
You are going to be sharing an acronym with the Ontario Cannabis Store. So just like there's the LCBO, it's going to be OCS, so that will be the new acronym for like where you go and get weed in Ontario. So I'm wondering what you think about that, about sharing an acronym with cannabis.
We think it's pretty funny since that we're a Christian school.
So I thought, oh, isn't there, don't they check on that before they make those decisions?
Well, personally, it doesn't really matter to me. It would matter to some folks.
Yeah, well, I'm not too happy about it, but I don't think there's a whole lot it could probably do. Because I don't know, legally, I don't think you can trademark letters like that.
And why aren't you very happy about it?
It might confuse people. We typically go by our whole name, like our logo, but OCS is what stands out, and people have referred to us as that. You don't want to have your business associated like that with the government, I guess.
If there was something that could be done about it, then I think there would be the desire to want to change it. But then the same will apply to the next acronym that comes up. It'll be somebody else's problem.
I can't afford to fight the government in a lawsuit, so it is what it is.
How often does OCS get used in what you're doing, your acronym?
It's fairly widespread, so you know, our full name, the Ontario Construction Secretariat, is a bit of a mouthful. So it's frequently within our stakeholders. We frequently will refer to it as the OCS.
You have the top Google listing, though, when you type in OCS. Are you worried about losing that?
A little bit, yeah, I would say.
I mean, we have a strong presence online already, so I see it as there's going to be a lot of people Googling OCS, and therefore potentially anybody interested in Christian school will also Google us.
Well, like, yeah, there might be something positive out of it, but most people that are looking for that aren't going to be interested in getting their crane serviced. So maybe the odd one, but.
And are you going to be partaking in this new OCS, the Ontario Cannabis Store venture?
No. No, I just, I've got my own business. I got my marine services and, you know, that's basically about, you know, I got enough to do.
If our hands are tied, and I think it's sad that there'll be a direct association, but I also think that in time it'll pass.
I mean, it's probably not a huge deal, but it is. When I first read it, my employees sent me an email and we were kind of just laughing about it. But it is confusing. Maybe you guys can write a good story and the government will change things.